for it.
So. Yeah. It's not about why this, it's about what next.
Love it.
Exactly.
It's one of my favorite quotes.
All right.
Bye, Han. Hold your head up.
Thanks a lot.
So sweet.
I love you guys.
Love
we
you.
Love you.
I love you.
We love you. Chargers just intercepted a ball. It is 31-0 Chargers.
Reminds me of last week.
Yeah.
They are just spanking
the Niners.
The 49ers.
Boy.
Oh, I actually feel bad
for Singletary. He's a good dude, and he's just hasn't figured it out yet.
Massage designed by Marcy Bazan. Man, she is good.
She may be the best.
She is magical.
That was lovely.
Magic fingers.
Great hands.
I can't wait to go back.
Let me give you her email address, mbmassagetherapy@gmail.com. Incredible.
MB as in Bob?
Yep. MBMassagetherapy@gmail.com. Gotta do this.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m.
We are officially 14 hours into the Mikey-thon.
Woo!
Want to give a shout out to the M1s that are camping outside right now. They got their M1 sight light all lighted up out there. They got a sign all lighted up and stuff.
Or lit.
Lit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right. Okay.
It's all right. Yeah. It's been a long day.
Yeah, oh, it does. Right. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of what the Mikey Show does. And, you know, because a lot of people don't know.
Don't we have people on the line play kazoo that too?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Job, let's do kazoo that too.
Jay Bird.
Let's see.
Jasper.
M1.
Jasper. M1 Jasper.
M1 Leslie. Are you there, Leslie?
Yes.
How are you?
Favorite.
It's Leslie.
You guys are keeping me entertained.
Well, very good.
Well, thank you.
Are you ready to play kazoo that tune?
I am. I hear I have woods.
Okay. Oh. No, Leslie.
Yes, right?
No, Leslie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Leslie, you have woods.
All right.
All right, you ready, Woods?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Sure. All I need is title or artist for you to win, Leslie.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe it's the kazoo, but it sounded like Ray Bolts.
Yes, it was Ray Bolts.
I've never heard of Ray Bolts.
That's probably a good thing.
But I've heard of the Doors, Break On Through.
Dead on.
You know the day destroys the night.
I thought so.
Night divides the day.
This was actually recorded on a cassette recorder.
Mike, what I did is I took Jasper's record player and I had the old record and I held up the old hand recorder to it.
Yeah, it's a Victrola, so I had to actually turn the crank to make the thing go.
Jasper?
I wasn't listening.
Probably best. M1 Jolie, who is out in the parking lot right now. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right. I am going to play you a song, and you have to tell me what it is. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What was it? What?
Madonna?
Yeah.
That is it was Madonna.
Yeah, Jolie.
I have no idea.
You didn't know?
No. Well, I knew.
Wow.
Your wife was back there jamming out.
She was loving it.
She was dancing, yeah.
My wife loves Madonna.
Oh, yeah. She's a good woman.
Madonna's a good woman. She's, one of those people.
I met Rebecca.
Okay, yeah, got it. You're a winner. Hang in line, okay?
Okay.
All right. Next up is M1 pitted, so pitted from San Diego. How you doing?
What's up, Mikey?
How are you?
I'm good, man. You guys are holding it up, bringing the funny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, LOB is going to go, okay?
Oh, dang.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Yes.
The average kazoo for 45 minutes.
I'm like, oh my god!
Oh wow!
All I need, for the hand.
I just need title or artist.
Oh my god! I wish I could hear that again, but I want to say Jesse's Girl.
Yay! Yeah!
Wow!
Yay! So happy! So pitted.
Jesse is a friend.
Jasper?
Oh, yeah.
Jasper is my friend.
He's a good friend of mine.
Jasper?
It's our favorite thing ever.
Why do we love saying Jay's son's name in Jay's voice?
His accent really comes out when he says
that. Yeah, it does.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Very well done. Very well done.
Jasper.
Jasper?
Oh, babe.
You win, pitted so pitted. Hang on the line, okay? Hold on a minute. Let's see. Finally, M1 Randy from Claremont.
There we go.
All right. Sienna's going to kazoo for you.
She makes my mouth water.
Wow. Oh, boy.
That makes my mouth water.
Maybe Todd slits your throat.
There we go. A tough one.
Yeah.
What could it be?
Is it Black Sabbath?
No.
No.
Beethoven?
Oh, can I say Silent Night?
Oh, yeah. You can. You'd be right, wouldn't you?
I thought you guys... I like to give winners, you know?
It was almost one of the most unrecognizable songs ever.
It's very obscure.
To find that one.
That's right. Recorded in 1902.
It's Jay's senior prom. Yeah.
It's Elvis.
I had to carve this into stone.
Elvis.
Hang on.
It's
hang on.
Jasper's favorite.
Jasper's bedtime story.
We got one more. I get to play for Monkey Butt.
Yeah, Jay gets to play. Where is Monkey Butt? Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
I have wipes if you have Monkey Butt.
Oh, man.
M1 Monkey Butt. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jay's got a song for you. Here we go.
Oh, that's not it. Hold on. That's the wrong song.
Oh, wow.
How do you play the wrong song?
I don't know. Are you sure you're playing the right song?
I got it. I know what it is.
At first,
I Jasper put it on the array.
You play the wrong song.
M1 Monkey Butt. What was it?
Well, it's either you can't touch this or it's
she's
a super freak.
Yeah. Wow.
Can't touch this.
My music hit so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to run?
Very well done. Hang on the line, please. That was good. Good job. All right. So now we are going to give you an example of what the Mikey Show does. This was a very, very infamous moment on the Mikey Show. We play a band called The Temper Trap.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
They were just at our holiday hoot nanny.
And this was a very, very defining moment on the Mikey Show.
Joe. On FM 94.9.
Welcome back.
Tyson Show. I'm Mikey. That's Steve Woods.
Hi.
That's Lauren O'Brien.
Hi.
That's Sienna. That's Jay. Or as we like to call him, Juice Box.
Juice Box. JB.
That's right. JB. You're doing easy, JB.
Easy, JB.
We got a text message that says, from now on, Jay's nickname should be Juice Box.
And like for the record, Mike, just for the record, I've never portrayed myself as single. I have always said I'm a married man. I am a happily married man.
I think it's the, you know, just the persona of the sort of, you know.
Clownish personality?
Yeah. I think that might be.
Happily married. I've seen
Don't
my
cry,
wife in a
Woods.
Few hours. You get, by the way.
Don't cry.
Just get.
FM, I know you're emotional.
You get.
FM949SD.com. They're having an About the Music show with Temper Trap. Temper Trap. Sorry.
Here it comes.
I know. Like, Mike, you're
stupid Mikey. You didn't get the name right, man.
You're an idiot, dude.
You're a freaking moron.
Jesus freak.
You don't even know the name of the band.
Yeah, Jesus freak. I knew it. I knew it.
I hate you. I've been listening for 10 days straight, and I hate you.
9:25 a.m. Thursday, February 18th. Temper Trap. Write it down!
I'm gonna pee
in
my pants.
Dump it!
So I go, sir, can you can I explain for a minute?
No! I knew he was an idiot! I knew he was a freak!
If you don't let me just say one thing.
No! I will not let you say one thing because he just said Temper Trap!
Can you call back later?
You listen to me! You listen to me now! I knew it! He's a temper trampist! He's a temper trap! He should only... I called the radio station and I told them, I said, I know he's gonna go on the air! And I know he's gonna mess up Temper Trap! And what did he do? He went on there and he said, Temper Trap. Oh, yeah. Temper Trap is now a tramp, right? Oh, yeah. The Temper Trap is a whore now, right?
Oh,
Jesus
my.
Right, Jesus freak!
I wish you guys could see him right now. Oh, wait, you Amazing. Can. There's a video cam.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. The Temper Tramps whoring around town. Some sort of prostitutes. Is that it?
Is this CC DeVille on the line from Poison?
I want to try this.
Actually, it is, yes.
How you doing, CC?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
You still on the cocaine?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? You sound like it.
Every now and then, Temper Tramp.
Want to try it again, Mike?
Mikey's back.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that FM949SD.com is about the music, and they got a show coming up with Temper Trap, and it goes on sale Friday at noon.
Oh, really? I thought Temper Trap goes on sale. You freak your joy.
You can get all the information on Temper Trap at the website.
Oh, yeah. Where can you get information about Ronald Reagan, you right-wing, psychopathic criminal?
And on the website as well.
Amazing. Doesn't that hurt?
It's a great website.
It's very informative.
Yeah, I mean, you can get you put codes in there. You get early
pie sales,
pre-sale to the show.
Oh, the Temper Trap! Is that what we're gonna get the pre-sale for? And let me guess, do we also get a little bit of information about Sarah Palin, the Republican?
Don't forget about God
and Jesus Christ himself.
You freak!
You know what else you can see on there?
What?
Hillary's blog and bio.
Yeah, why would anybody think he was a married man?
Yeah, what is that? What is it?
Yeah, I just want to go in there and let everybody know that if they, you know, how dare you label me?
Hey, so I have a crush on her. It's fine.
But I have never once portrayed a single.
It's harmless.
I'm
harmless.
I'm happily married.
Jay, do you have a crush on Hillary?
No.
No, I respect her as a woman.
Liar! Liar!
Yes! That was the most fantastic thing.
Chase, a happily married man. He's got four kids.
And he's nodding at me while he says it.
Yeah, like, of course.
And he's sticking his tongue out, doing all kinds of obscene gestures.
I'm a married man.
Unbelievable.
He's like, I'm a married, of course I wouldn't think.
Oh.
How dare you?
So, speaking of married men, what's going on with Taylor Swift?
She apparently is considering a tattoo.
Do it. It's so original.
And this is news?
Do it. It's so original.
Of course it's news.
Wait. The reason I think it's news is because she's a young person.
She doesn't drink. She's never smoked anything in her life.
Yeah,
I would
right.
never have any sort of intercourse with a male at any point unless I'm married.
Sure.
And I never have told a lie.
Now, why are you making her? It's so bad.
She's the next Tiger Woods.
She is not.
She's going to sex camp.
Anyone who is that perfect will fall.
I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. I'm trying to figure out if that compromises being a role model or not.
Oh,
my mom says it does, and my dad says it does. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out what to do.
What's wrong? That's nice.
You're a grown woman.
You know what you call that, Mikey?
A temper tramp.
No.
That's what you call her. You call her a temper tramp, Mikey, because that's what you do.
She's going to get one of those temper tramps right above her back.
Might as well be a bullseye.
Tramp stamp.
You know what you call that, though?
What?
Kid calls that Cadillac problems.
Yeah, Cadillac problems. That's the only thing she's worried about?
Kid calls it Cadillac problems.
Here's the deal. You want to be original these days? Don't get a tattoo. Don't get your nose pierced. Don't get your butt pierced. Don't get anything pierced.
My butt pierced?
Okay? You want to be original? You want to be the original guy on the block? Keep yourself. Mikey's got tats. I've got a tat. You want to be original?
You do?
Go tatless. Go tatless. That's original.
What's your tat?
He's got a little butterfly in the small of his back.
It just stretches from hip to hip.
It says, I'm a happily married man.
I'm happily married. It's my wife's name.
Right.
Across my back. It's a tramp stamp, but it's my wife's name.
Right.
Hmm. What is
no,
it really?
I was drunk and on 6th Street in Austin and got a tattoo of a sun on my back for no reason other than it looked cool on the wall.
That's fantastic.
And I'd had some tequilas.
Hmm. Well, I think it's nice that Taylor Swift is concerned about being a role model. I think that's nice.
She's going to get a guitar.
Well, that's kind of cool, then.
I just made that up.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
What's wrong with being a woman?
She's going to get...
Nothing, but...
Cinderella.
Is she...
See what she does, though? Sienna makes it into being, like, bad. She's like...
Well, I just... Taylor Swift, everyone's like, oh, she's so sweet.
But
oh, she's so nice.
But it happened to everybody. I mean, Britney was like the sweet, innocent girl. Look at her now.
You know what, though? When the thing was going on, Britney, you could tell, was just a part of the machine. She would even say...
Taylor's
it
not?
Wasn't her. No, like, Taylor actually genuinely says this. Britney never talked that talk. Mm. Britney was always like, I want at it. I don't like this. I don't want this.
Christina Aguilera, they did her when her Genie in the Bottle days. They portrayed her as this really innocent girl. And then her next song was Dirty.
Farty. Yeah.
It should have been Farty.
She's not farty.
She's not
so
at all.
Farty.
No.
Beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
So farty.
No.
Don't follow her into the bathroom. Disgusting.
Was that Lauren?
It was me.
No.
Every time I do the Woods fart, I feel like it's not good enough.
No,
like,
it's getting better. It's just too high pitched. It's
yeah, but my voice is probably lower than yours, but
fair enough.
All right. You tell me if this should be on the banned list. Not
yes.
B-A-N-D. Not B-A-N-D. It's B-A-N-N-E-D. So should these things get banned?
Should we ban them?
Now, there's always disagreement on the banned list. Because some of us go, that shouldn't be banned. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? Moccasins.
No.
Is that really on the list?
I just marked it off, but it was on there.
Who put that on there?
I think
there?
Jay did.
Jay, we have problems.
Say again? I was
we have problems, my friend.
Excuse me.
God, I wish I was wearing them today.
These don't just come from us. These are emailed to
no,
us.
No, they're
these,
not.
Yes, they
yeah,
are.
They are. They're
everyone emailed. Loves moccasins.
Now,
not
if,
one person.
If by everyone, you mean you.
I do.
I don't think that they're running rampant enough for
no,
people to feel either way
that
about
that was a
them.
Direct dig at me, you'd whoever
banning,
put it in there.
You'd be banning one pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only person wearing them is Sienna.
Yeah, do you be banning one pair in this county?
When I portrayed my public love for moccasins, I can't tell you how many emails I got. Oh. Where'd you get the mocks?
Kind of like mine with cargo shorts.
Get out, buddy. We're not talking about you and cargo shorts.
Same thing.
Cargo shorts have become a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
They have around here. You know what that word is?
Oh, here we go.
Jay!
Still doesn't know.
Sorry.
Oh. I was trying to get to him, but my foot was tangled in my headphone wires.
How great
is that bit, by the way?
If only it was a bit.
I can't believe he did it twice in 2 days.
In one day. The best is going to be when somebody calls up just, I hate Mikey, he's this, and we're like, on the air.
Cussing.
I love it.
Goodness.
Next thing on the ban, should we ban wimpy vampires?
Who made this list?
I don't know.
These get emailed. They come on the text. They come on.
Hey, ladies. FYI, all of you listening, there's no such thing as vampires.
You don't know that.
Edward Cullen.
Push dump.
You don't know that.
Push dump.
Edward Cullen does not exist. Nobody is going to come. Nobody's going to come up to Escondido and drag you from your house and love you for eternity.
Really?
It's not going to happen.
You're telling me that there's not a really romantic pale vampire right now.
Mikey.
Near the La Costa Lagoon.
He has diamonds on his skin.
He doesn't exist. Ladies.
What is wrong with you?
Ladies.
You want to just go ahead and talk about Santa Claus?
Ladies.
Yeah,
he's not out there.
It's the goofiest thing.
And like these housewives, women are like, oh my God, I'm Team Edward. Would you grow up?
Loves it.
Who was just preaching about Taylor Swift?
Yeah,
Taylor Swift's hot.
And who was just preaching about how he's a happily married man?
I don't know what
you're talking about.
Yes, I do. Hey, there's no such thing as vampires.
They exist.
They're not going to love you forever. Trust me.
Lauren, have you read them all?
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying that Edward Cullen's going to sweep up to my house in Escondido with his beautiful diamond skin and perfect chiseled chest.
And his 4 foot hair.
I'm just saying I wish he would.
I wish he would.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
No, we're quite aware that it's fantasy, but why not?
Not all of you.
Well, yeah, maybe not.
Some people are really into it. What about creepy Facebook ads?
Ads?
Yeah. Ads are...
What is that?
I don't know.
Creepy Facebook ads. I guess it's the Farmville.
See who's looking at your profile right now.
Oh, those? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always large-breasted women that are looking at mine, I can tell you.
How do we feel about Mafia Land?
Who cares?
Farmtown?
Farmville.
I'm about to delete you if you play it.
I don't play.
Nor do I. I have a real job.
No, you can play. I'm not interested in accepting this, you know, swan from the farm.
I've never once,
Mikey,
I don't even know what it is.
Accept a ray of sunshine as I'm trying to build.
No, I'm good. I'm good, thank you. Will you please help me advance in the mafia by clicking on my mafia?
Please whack this guy out for me.
And I'm just like, oh, stop it.
So tired.
Oh. But I got family members that love it. So I'm just saying, it's not for me, but I got family members that love it.
You're kidding.
Oh, dude.
Your brother Steve.
We're the only two in the world that don't do the Mafiaville.
Wait, me and you?
Yeah. Like.
No, I don't do it, but it does not discriminate. It starts with the young, ends with the old. Everyone's doing it.
You do any of that, Sienna?
I see it. I don't even know what it is. I don't even click on it.
Should we ban Livestrong bracelet knockoffs? So in other words, it's not...
Yes.
No, but some of them are for breast cancer and stuff.
If they're for a decent cause, fine. But what if they're for...
The Mikey Show.
The Mikey Show, which we considered for 2 minutes and went, it's too dumb.
Oh, it's so dumb.
We couldn't do it. I said, we can't do it. It's just, I can't... No.
They don't bother me.
Really?
It's like, why don't you go ahead and ban the earrings?
All right. I think they're a little different than earrings.
Yeah. I'm just
saying?
All right. Well, my tracksuits.
Absolutely not.
Are we talking about the? Oh, are you talking about the waterproof ones that when you walk it's like?
No, like the velour ones.
Yes, like the velour ones.
Like the mafioso ones. Matching.
What's
the
matter? I just gave myself a paper cut.
What's the matter with them?
Dude, I like them.
You like them?
I'm
right?
a Sopranos guy. You know that.
For men or for women are you talking about?
Either.
Oh, and I think the velour ones on the women are sexy.
The juicy ones?
Yes.
They're really sexy.
Let's say pink on the butt.
Yeah, they're sexy.
Stupid.
Pink on the butt of Victoria's Secret. I love them.
Why? I like them too. Stupid. Very foxy.
We get it.
Your butt's pink?
We get it. Look at my butt. It says words on it.
Okay. Done.
If you got a nice one, I mean, might as well want to flaunt it.
I guess I walked into that one.
Lauren, what's the problem?
I get it.
It exploits women.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It exploits women?
No, it does not exploit women. Women what? Wear it themselves. It's fine. It's just like...
You don't like them. You would never wear it. But you're not the type to go...
But you'd wear a burlap bag before you'd wear that.
I don't know what that
she's
is.
She's got a purse made out of kimonos.
I do.
She does.
They're recycled Japanese kimonos.
Stop.
Stop.
It's funniest when she does it.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, remember James Gum from Silence of the Lambs?
No.
He wore her purse.
Those are made from the shirts of his victims.
Yeah. Some people make purses out of skin. I make them out of recycled kimonos.
Did you make that purse?
No.
Oh, yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, no. I actually spent like 5 hours on it.
Where'd you get that material?
Well, I was sitting next to this girl on bus, and I was like, about a size 12.
What does that mean?
And I was like, hey, can you help me put this couch in my van?
Oh, we need to get Sienna a copy of Silence of the Lambs ASAP.
Yes.
I'm too busy.
We make that joke every day, and she's like, I don't care.
I'm too busy.
You think you would have watched it by now?
Too busy. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you that a couple more times.
Platform flip-flops.
Those are definitely
those are so gone, please.
How about platform suede orthopedic shoes?
Stop. Mikey, go with it.
He loves his lugs.
Keep them.
He loves his Thank Mikey loves his lugs.
You. You know what the thing is I would laugh if you were wearing them, but like Mikey pulls them off. That's one thing he pulls off.
I wouldn't have noticed them if you didn't point them out.
Yeah, it's just you,
I noticed him right
Mike,
away.
Mike, you pull him off, and you pull him off
Mike,
well.
Why does Mike look 5 inches taller today? He's got his orthopedic shoes on.
Orthotics.
Orthotics.
They're not.
Orthotics.
100.
They're not.
100.
The platform sandals, yes. Girls, if you have them, it's time.
I don't know if I know what those are.
Throw them away.
Like rubber soles like this big.
They're big ones here were called Rocket Dogs.
I think I know.
Or Cork, right?
No, like not Cork.
You can't say that on
the
radio.
No, those are
not Cork.
Those are like
their
phones.
You can't say that on the radio, dude.
More of the band list when we come back. I think platform flip-flops.
Say it.
Flip-flop.
I think that they're...
You're thinking of wedges, I think, is what
you're not thinking of the right thing. I'm going to show you pictures.
They're sexy on a girl.
Wedges, not platform flip-flops.
I'll come around and look on the Google image.
Yep.
There you go. That's a little example of what we do. The Chargers, by the way, are winning right now 34-7 and ending the game right now.
Taking a knee.
So the game is going to end with the Chargers winning
34-7.
Almost pitched another shutout.
That's awesome, dude.
Pretty good.
Love them.
It's pretty good. And VJ looks real good. For taking all that time off, he looks really good, man.
Mm-hmm, especially in those pants.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What?
Whoa.
I think I may have just got the hiccups back.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Stop. You're thinking about it too much.
They were gone for a long time.
We are officially past the halfway point.
We are?
Yep.
When's the halfway point?
8 o'clock.
Cool.
If my math serves me correctly, which it
14 hours. Yeah, 8 o'clock.
We're only halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
We're more than halfway done.
Halfway.
We're halfway there.
More than.
What's half 28?
14. Is that odd or even?
We got 13 and a half more hours to go.
14's even.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 17's oddball.
That's right. Yeah. Oddball. He always says oddball.
Every time.
Odd,
not odd.
That's oddball.
Oddball. Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, whatever works.
That's right.
Yeah.
570-1949 is our number. And let's see. People are calling in about various things. M1 Randy from Claremont.
Randy.
Hey, I almost how you guys doing? Did that.
Good.
Love the show. Wanted to say I just got on the website, contributed, and next to my kids, Jake is the cutest kid I've ever seen.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
So nice.
Dude, if you got to see him and play with him and talk to him, he's the cutest kid ever.
Cutest little curfew.
Oh, man.
He's so curve.
Uncle Woods. Uncle Woods.
Second thing I want to say, thank you, Sienna,
for
helping me on the kazoo. I won on that.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't win very often, so the people that choose me don't usually get to win. So I like to make it easy.
I will always pick you.
I love you for that.
Will you?
And last thing I want to know is, I heard Woods got that tramp stamp.
Yep.
Now, does it say Mike Sweeney on it?
That's brilliant.
It says property of
no.
Mike Sweeney.
It says no. It says Sween Dog.
Sween Dog.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. I wanted to double check. So.
Thank you.
The Mean Sween.
Mean
Sween.
Homo. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
What did he say?
He said, Homo. M1 Monkey Butt from El Cajon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I've been listening to you since 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
You are hanging in there like a champ.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
14 and a half hours we've been broadcasting. And
that's not enough for me.
Hey, listen. I want to add, and thank you, man. We appreciate it. I want to ask Woods, I want to ask LOB, how are you guys feeling? Because, you know, you had no idea. This is the first Mikey-thon that you've ever done. And I can't imagine how you would have thought that you would feel.
Don't do it, Woods.
Just a sip.
Go to the dark side.
That was a bad idea.
Just a tiny sip. Oh, I needed it, man.
I don't want to eat my words, but I feel great.
He just drank some of the 5-hour energy.
Use your words. Gosh. It's like, you know what that was like watching? That was like being adrift at sea. And we're sitting there and we've been adrift at sea for 3 days. And I've actually been adrift at sea before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah. And I look over at my friend Woods and he's like, I'm so thirsty.
Oh, no.
And I go, I know, dude. I know how it is. And he goes, I'm going to drink the water. I go, dude, don't Woods. I told you. I'm like, Woods. I'm like, I told you, don't drink the salt water, man. You can't do it. And he's like, yeah, that's right. I'm drinking it.
The 5-hour doesn't have the bad stuff in it, right?
No, and I literally had a swig, a tiny swallow.
What do you mean it doesn't have the bad stuff? That stuff is like crack. Is it?
Where do you have any more of it?
Yes.
Can I have one?
Can I have a little bottle? I've never tried it, and I want to
have a little sip.
You guys,
I don't. You opened it, and you.
Oh, for the love!
I'm
of
sorry,
God.
Dude. I have an issue with that. I
want a sip, Woods.
Do you have another one that I could maybe use? Do you?
I was going to use it later, but I'll give it to you because I love you.
It's all right,
you
dude.
Like,
don't take it down. Do you take it down?
Mm-hmm. You take it down to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Like a kombucha.
I'd love one.
There's one in the fridge for you.
Oh, thank you.
Jay.
I can just pee in a bottle if you want.
It's the same thing.
It might taste better.
Well, you'd have to add vinegar to it, but if you added vinegar to your own urine, it's basically kombucha.
It's grape. It's a good one.
Yeah, I won't do it now, but I will do it later.
That's
5-hour energy drink does not. It. You will feel it in minutes. And it lasts for hours. And they say that it feels good, that it doesn't feel bad, and that it gives you a feeling of stimulation.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Caution. Contains caffeine comparable to a cup of the leading premium coffee. Limit caffeine products to avoid nervousness. Sleeplessness, an occasional rapid heartbeat.
Oh, boy.
you may experience a niacin flush.
Could be a crackhead.
A hot feeling or skin redness.
I've gotten the niacin flush before. It's not fun.
Of course
fun.
You have.
Uh-huh. And it lasts a few minutes.
Nobody else has ever heard of
it. No.
Well, one time in my youth, I had to take a drug test after I had a marijuana cigarette.
And in my youth, I mean when I started here at Lincoln Financial Media.
No, a long time ago.
I thought these things didn't have caffeine.
Why would you ever think that? It's 5-hour energy. What
because
else would it be?
I'll tell you.
Vitamin
because
B.
I could have sworn I heard a commercial that was like, 5-hour energy drink. Doesn't have any caffeine. Doesn't have herbs. Doesn't have any weird stuff.
Was Garrett during the commercial? It's got magic liquid.
Manufactured in Detroit.
Try it.
You know, Mike, you know who loves 5-hour energy? Tommy. That's why I fired him and rehired him and fired him and rehired him and fired him and rehired him and fired him.
You know who can't stand
the last
Scott
one got
Shannon.
Me. The last one got me.
You want to know something, buddy? You know what this stuff is made of?
What?
Unicorn farts and bee liver.
Unicorn farts.
It's delicious. You know who drinks it?
Who?
The Black Keys.
No, they're great.
Use.
I saw him the other week. I said, hey, Keys, you guys ever tried 5-hour?
Oh, wow.
And lead singer looked at me and goes, I want it, love. And I said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Come here.
Come here.
Poured it down his Wisconsin face.
You know who else likes it? It's a temper trap.
Say it.
I love that song.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it.
For some reason, I expect to see him tucked the way he's like, yeah. He takes his piece. He's like,
I have to hear it.
Oh, please. I would love to hear that song.
Don't stop.
Should I do my bit? Do you know my bit, Tiana? Do you know it?
I don't know if I want to.
It's so hard to know these days what a bit means when Wood says it.
He has too many, you know.
A bit to him could be, it's, I whip my piece out. And I'm like, no, I don't want that bit.
Let's do it.
I got a sneeze on command.
What?
I got a boner.
Weird. Easy, McLovin.
Somebody told me once I look like McLovin. What? It's awesome. With my glasses.
You look nothing like
McLovin. When I have my glasses.
You have to pay about that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It says I have it, but I don't.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you guys have ever had that happen where you go to buy something on iTunes and it says you've already bought this.
I think I've got the whole library right here with the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
It was always that.
I'd like to have it.
It's a race to the temperature.
For prosperity. For prosperity.
Say it.
Bup, 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 bup.
All right, hang on a minute. Asian guy from Australia.
I think that's right.
I think he's Indonesian, as a matter of fact.
Good day, mate.
Well, all the wallabies at.
Good day, mate.
Disposition.
Love this song. This actually gets me.
That kills Woods every time.
It doesn't even have to make sense, and it'll make him laugh.
He's like,
Oh, no, he's a goner.
Thanks, I just said it stopped.
The energy's kicking in now.
I gotta see this guy. I'm not, you know, I didn't see the Temper Tramp play.
Oh, you
the
missed.
Temper Tramp.
You did it again.
I knew it.
I've been listening since 6 a.m. I've been posting on Facebook all morning. I was waiting. And it happened. I knew it. You bastard. You've ruined this place.
A moment of dream.
Look who's here.
You guys gonna ruin everything.
What?
Captain Buzzkill, is that you?
If you're gonna play music. I don't wanna just hear you.
You're talking over the music.
Yeah,
CBK.
Stop talking over the music, dude.
I thought it was all about the music.
You're talking over the music.
Why are you talking over the music? It's so weak. Not a, a true music fan would never do that.
I can't control what is being played in the air.
We can.
Oh, you have so much power.
Hey, you should go on Facebook and bitch a little bit more about us trying to help out
Maybe
a charity.
I will. Maybe I will.
You should, because that's awesome.
I'm going to.
Maybe I slit your throat.
Did you threaten me?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm going to call you. Yeah.
Have a ball.
The FBI.
I know people.
Maybe start with the
you
local
You don't
police.
Know people, CPK. You know your mom.
It's true. I don't know people, but I have the phone number to the field office of the FBI.
Have a ball. Tired of your veiled threats.
I went online and looked at pictures of Ella B.
You're yeah. in, aren't you?
I saw her singing that song in the red dress.
What'd you think?
You're pretty foxy.
You look a chick.
Are you black?
He's pasty white. You know
oh,
that.
Forget it.
He's whiter than I am.
I'm 1.1% African American.
Good enough for me.
Why don't you guys play music during the marathon?
We're trying, but you're talking over.
Right. You love us.
Don't hate us. It's the best day of your life.
You've been listening for 14 and a half hours, yet you complain.
I know.
I haven't heard 1 minute in a row of your show today.
Really?
Oh, okay. You've been on the phone for a couple minutes.
You've heard 7,000 minutes in a row of our show.
I started the morning with the DS and C. Because Cookie's funny.
It's the C. His nickname.
Oh, Cookie? I didn't know that.
Oh, he got hurt by that.
Hurts atmosphere.
What time are we going to go to the making room?
Oh, he doesn't realize that he didn't make it.
Okay. So I can get a ride. I can't. Mom!
Wow.
CBK.
Hello? Hi.
Who's this?
This is, this is Nikita.
Did I hit redial?
You called through order, yes, Nikita. I married you.
This isn't the Russian mail branch, Harry.
This is a Czech Republican mail service for bride.
Is this Ella B doing one of those voices?
Who is Ellie Bo?
I want to know who I'm speaking to.
This is Nikita.
What are you?
A Czech Republic.
What do you do?
I wait for you, big boy.
Do you make love or?
I.
Oh my god!
I make good home.
You're the hurricane, Anna.
I'm sorry. Tried.
Whew. He figured it out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's a quick one.
You ever just complain about stuff?
Everything.
Thank you to AIS, by the way.
Woo!
Anybody who gets a quote from AIS gets a chance to win a 2-night stay in Palm Springs.
Oh!
Woo!
Holler.
With the member of the Mikey Show?
I wish, man.
Creeper.
All you got to do is make sure to mention us or FM 94.9 when you're getting your quote, and then email your quote to Adele. A-D-E-L-L-E dot Danson at FM949SD.com /.html /HHP /HRY949.TMRG.\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\
where we got all of our tuxes for my wedding.
That's right.
They are the best.
They're rad.
Mm-hmm.
That is where a certain Taiwanese boy.
Oh my gosh.
Got his tux.
That was a, I was thinking while you were wearing that, wow, did he just spring and buy this like beautiful tuxedo that is custom fitted?
I thought it came from a doll store.
I thought it came from tattoos, big and small.
Big and small.
Where's the rug, by the way?
The wig?
Yes.
It's in the van.
Oh, why isn't it here?
Dude, I spent so much time brushing that.
Looks like a ferret.
Why isn't it here all the time?
I know.
I had to brush it, cut it.
You have to clown Woods, and when he comes back from the bathroom, just be wearing it.
I almost peed when you walked out and I saw that wig.
I wanted you to laugh really hard.
I did, dude.
I wasn't sure if you laughed.
Oh, my gosh.
You heard me. No, I couldn't see you. I couldn't.
He was doing his silent.
It wasn't silent. I almost went deaf. He was laughing and clapping so hard.
I was dying. I couldn't hear because of the generators.
When you first walked out, I was looking at you, and it didn't even click to me that that was you. Like, it took a while because you had hair and no facial hair.
You walked exactly like the guy from the video.
Yes.
Like,
oh, exactly.
It was brilliant.
In character.
Exactly like that.
The hair, it kills me.
The hair is
it was
so
the
good.
Little bowl cut.
Yes.
Who did the makeup in the corner of your eyes?
My wife. My wife. Konnichiwa. Anyway, Better Deal Tuxedo, your spot for designer tuxes. They're in La Jolla.
Hello.
www.abdtuxedo.com. A couple other people to thank. Activate Drinks, a fresh twist on vitamins, packed with vitamins and electrolytes, naturally sweetened with stevia. Zero sugar, 5 calories a bottle, no preservatives, vitamins, and other ingredients lose their potency sitting in water. Plus, thank you to Voss Water for bringing down product. Voss is good,
that's
man.
Good stuff.
Gosh, I love that water.
Fancy bottle.
When I stole my robe from the Mondrian, they have Voss there. I always think of the Mondrian when I see
when
Voss.
You steal, oh. And also thank you to Muscle Milk for coming down. So
they donated all the drinks that the M1s are drinking out there on the roof.
So cool.
So we've got drinks and food. It's been a hookup for the M1s all day.
Yeah.
And us.
I need fat milk. This is what I drink. That's fat milk.
Obviously.
I'd also like to thank Jared, who has been here since we started.
Yeah.
Oh, he is the best.
Yeah.
Slaving away.
Jared has been here since we started, and he has just been working on that computer, doing all of our updates, getting everything set, getting everything on the web for us. He's been amazing. So I want to thank Jared.
Such a good guy.
So yeah. Jared.
That's right.
Thank S. Jared.
That's right.
Thank Jared.
Woo!
He's done a very good job for us. Let's see. We got a couple of lines ringing here. What are people calling about? La 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 la. We're gonna do the movies in a little over an hour. First movie up is Dirty Dancing, right?
Yes.
Let's see. M1 Steve from Temecula.
Hey, Mikey.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, you guys are just hitting the halfway point.
Oh.
You guys on that. My boss and I actually are just, we've been at work since 5:30 a.m. and are not even home yet. So we just wanted to let you guys know that you guys are crazier than we are.
No, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you guys don't even sound delirious yet.
We do not sound delirious yet, but it is not 3 a.m. yet.
Right.
And I'll tell you, at 3 a.m., we will sound delirious.
I'm going
to
cry.
Well, you know, I've been listening to you guys on and off today since 5:30, or since, I should say, since 6.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be listening to you guys at 3 a.m. as well, hopefully.
Awesome. Aww,
thank you. You,
dude. Thanks, man.
All right, absolutely. You guys have a good night.
We'll see you.
You too.
12 hours from now, we will be going, all right, guys, one more hour left.
Oh, my God.
The last hour, you know, I'm not a runner, but LOB's a runner.
Mm-hmm.
You ever run like a half marathon or something like that?
Yeah.
When you come up and you know you're in that last, it's probably the hardest, right?
It is. Mentally, you're just like, oh, man.
You want to be over now.
You want it to be over then. And then you start exerting energy too early. And then you don't realize, oh, wow. Still, even after this turn, I've got another half a mile to go.
Oh.
Dude. What's a marathon? 26.2. This one has run 2.
You've run marathons before? Oh, wow, Jamie.
One, I'm sorry.
You ran 26 miles one time?
Get on the mic.
No way. Come on. Seriously? I didn't know you ran a marathon.
I did.
What was it?
The Marine Corps marathon.
26.
26.2. You can't forget the last point two.
Isn't that point two the worst part?
It's the worst.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Didn't she do a triathlon? She did a half triathlon, right?
No, I did. Who are you?
I did a half. You didn't do a full.
I did too. I've done three triathlons.
Wow, Jamie.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm Steve Woods. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Well, hardcore.
You know Steve. You want to hook up? Or?
You've done three triathlons.
Olympic distance, not the Ironman.
Wow. I'm like, oh, wow.
That doesn't count.
How much is that?
What does that include?
It's a mile swim.
Bikini.
In a wetsuit in the ocean. 25-mile bike, and then it's a 5K run.
Jamie.
Like 6.2, I guess. Is that right?
You did that?
I did.
Three times?
Three times.
Holy cow.
When was the last time you did one?
Lauren.
She's laughing.
No, I was just going to say, I thought it was, recently.
It's been a few years ago. Wow. I haven't done it in a few years.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever do like a full marathon, LOB?
No.
Half?
I've only done a half, yeah.
And that's what, 13?
That's 13.1, yeah.
That's still to me.
I can't drive 13 miles. I'm getting winded.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm in an airplane and I can see 13 miles, I fall asleep.
Yeah, seriously.
That is...
Isn't that crazy?
Insane.
Yeah, you have to train for it. You have to build up to it. If you've only run a mile and then you say, all right, tomorrow you're going to do 26.2, say, what, are you crazy? Just build up.
Yeah, this one used to go out with your girlfriends till the break of dawn and then get up and go to training.
Wow.
In the morning.
So good.
It's crazy. Just blasting cigs, drinking vodka real good. Then get up and go bike ride. And jog and swim. And I'd be like,
I'd
do it for one day and be like, I'm going to call. Do I ever quit stuff? I'd be like, I'm not going to do this.
Well, that was part of the reason that I asked Wilma the last time she was, because I was just wondering, like, it seems like Woods is kind of on the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering.
I don't like to work
if
out.
You used to ever kind of join in.
No. So. I play baseball. That's like the least, you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I play first base. I stand there and wait for grounders to get hit my way. You know, and then I get sore if I have to run out of singing.
Let's hear Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers just finished the game 34-7 Chargers.
I don't know about that one.
I tell you, I don't know.
That one last week.
I can't say I'm a huge fan of
that one last week. He was a little loose with the hits.
We got a lot of great personalities. He's one of them. I'm glad he's on our team.
Can I have one thing? I don't want an autograph like Tashard Choice or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
need
one of the shirts you wear in the pressers. Just a double X.
The hunting shirt.
Yeah, like the hunting shirt. I thought it was a hunting shirt once.
It's for your nephew, isn't it? That's for your nephew.
One more time. I got one for tonight.
You guys should all talk over each other.
Make him go hunting. I can't kill. Crab can't kill. I can't kill. I fish, but I can't kill. But I wanted a hunting shirt, double X.
All right, I got you.
You got me.
I think he's serious, by the way.
Primetime?
Yeah.
Sure. I think Primetime really wants that.
Such an idiot.
Oh, Woods.
He is so annoying.
You're just be critical of
Prime
everybody.
Primetime? Come on. I mean, he was great, but come on.
Yeah.
You ever be humble?
You're right.
You ever humble?
Yeah, I know.
Good Lord.
He's just excited. They had a rough.
Oh, I want one of them hunting shirts.
Yeah, it's such just a pain. I hate him.
I don't hate him. He's just annoying.
Oh, he's just so good.
Gosh, that guy. So good. I like Philip. Philip's humble.
Yeah.
Like that guy acts like he's been there before.
Yeah.
It's flannel ones now, the ones that you wear.
It's for your nephew. Go ahead and admit it. It's for your 3-year-old nephew.
No,
just
it's
like
for
the
me.
Show choice.
It's okay. For me.
Congrats on the big win. Good luck moving forward, Philip. Yeah,
appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. That's Philip Rivers. These people love him. They love him.
Everyone that's over there needs to come over here.
Yes. Philip was giving him, Deion Sanders the look like, yeah, I'll get you one. I'll get you one.
Well,
because
asking me.
I think he was serious. I think that Deion was serious. He really wants to get some sort of shirt from him. Philip, maybe wear a Be Different bracelet. Let me take a picture of it.
You ever just put someone on the spot like that? He's like, yeah, I'll get
you. Yeah, I'll definitely get you that.
Hey, Mike Sweeney, can I come hit balls at your house? Or
when I was taking the pictures, me and Dan Fields, when we were taking the pictures of Ryan... Philip Rivers was right there.
Mm.
And it was everything in my power to not go, hey, dude. Because I had him.
Phil or Philip?
Philip.
Could you? Would you feel comfortable saying, "Hey, Phil"?
No, I've met him. I've interviewed
him.
He's
just the name Philip. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can cut it in half.
No, he's definitely Philip. Hey, I want to do that massage again.
You know.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
I'll take some calls.
Yeah, take some calls.
Yeah.
I found a list about the best macaroni and cheese.
Stone Brewery. Oh, boy.
Mike has these cozy sweatpants on.
What's up?
Woods gets real comfortable in the captain's seat.
It's all of a sudden freezing in here now.
I'm not real comfortable.
It's hot or cold, hot or cold.
Like I was telling Mike the other day, that guy, he knows what he's doing behind this mic. It's a totally, totally different
I've never sat over there.
It's creepy. It's very, very creepy. Let's take...
he's being serious.
Let's take some calls.
It is very creepy.
Maybe not.
What are we calling ourselves? Are we just calling ourselves the...
We're the.
Just thanks for calling the.
Thanks for ringing into the. So how are you guys
Jasper?
Doing? Is everybody good?
Jasper?
Jasper, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times.
Come on, Jasper.
Don't call me at the when I'm working.
Oh, look at this.
Jasper,
this
you know I'm working.
Look, this
don't
is
lower
fun.
My mic.
That's my microphone.
I know, this is fun.
Don't Hello. Lower him too much.
Hi. I'm going to turn mine up.
Oh.
Real good.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
So I'm having a lot of fun. At this Mikey-thon 28-hour broadcast.
Me too.
And yeah. I'm a little punchy.
Yeah.
And I find myself, I feel like I'm a little bitchy. And I don't want to be.
I don't think you are.
Therapy session.
You went through like 15 minutes of like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen to Woods. And then you drank your energy drink and now you're happy.
Is he?
For the moment.
I'm getting that feeling like that I want to, if somebody like says something, not any of you guys or anybody in here, but like if I walked outside to have a cigarette if I walked outside to have a cigarette and somebody like popped off, I think I would be like mad.
We got the whole boards lit up. What do you got there on the phone lines?
You don't want to hear about what's his inner self?
No. Why don't we talk about what we have coming up besides the movies?
Well, I don't really make those calls. So,
we've got 20 pages worth of schedule, and we're sitting here talking about our inner monologue.
I want to talk about me.
No, at 2 a.m., we're going to do balls to balls.
Balls to balls.
Yeah, we've got a pitching machine, and we're going to see who could take the most of them into the boys.
Chances that I'm the only one that has to do it.
Oh, I'm going
to
do it.
100%. All three of you guys are doing it, and I'm operating the machine.
Balls to balls and dodgeball.
Oh, we got hallway dodgeball.
In the hall.
Let's go ahead and pull the curtain back and see if I can put another dent in the wall out there. It's time I admitted
Woods.
It. What?
Do you know they fixed it?
They did?
Yeah.
They fixed it?
They also docked my paycheck, but it's no big deal. Sienna checked me in the wall and I put a dent in it.
Well, you know.
You ever cheat?
No. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
It's a contact sport we were playing.
Was it?
Playing,
I thought it was an eggnog fun run.
Yeah, it was.
Fun run.
Doesn't sound like a contact sport.
It was the eggnog and jog.
Eggnog and jog. All right. Okay.
Do you need me to screen phone?
No, I got it. M1 Loki, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's up, dude?
Oh, I just want to give a little shout out. We just finished college today, finals, and the math.
Nicely done.
Plus. Why are you calling the radio show? Why are you not out in a barber chair, getting tequila poured down your throat?
Barber chair?
They spin you around real good. You ever did that?
Oh,
it's awful. It's fine. And the finals.
We just left there.
Oh, good for you. One day after finals, they shaved my head and we threw a couch out the top floor of an apartment building.
Well,
after
I've been there.
Six bottles of Jaeger and Whippets.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Way to
go. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Smart. Savvy.
Thank you, man. M1 Dark Comet. Hello, boo. M1 Dark Comet, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up?
Hello. I'm calling from the East Coast. I'm an old listener. Back in the old Rock 105 days at night, and I've kind of been off and on recently with my job now, but I try to pick up every now and then. The show's been sounding great. You guys have really gelled in the last several months.
Thank you.
Mike's a little different these days than he was back in those Rock 105 days, isn't he?
A lot different.
A lot better,
you're right.
You know, I bet he would agree, and I've talked to him about this, and I bet you guys would too. How much easier is it to be dirty than it is to be clean and funny? Yeah. Being dirty funny, yeah. Like, you get a couple drinks with me, I can be dirty funny all night. Being clean and funny is, I have to rack my brain
it's
sometimes.
It's not as easy.
It's very much, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, LOB, if you have to do a clean set with, it's way
it
different,
it
isn't it?
It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. Well, thanks for listening, man. We love you.
You guys keep it up. I can't wait to tune back in when I get up for work in the morning and hear you all delirious in the morning.
Awesome.
And I will have slept and you will have not. I kind of feel bad, but...
Don't worry about it, man. I'll be sleeping for about 48 hours straight.
I'm going to sleep for a little bit.
All right, Pally. Have a good night. This is M1 Monica. M1 Monica. Hi.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I wanted to let you guys know I'm doing pretty good. We love the show. My boyfriend.